Welcome to the Nightly Rant with your hosts, Mike
and Toria.
This is the show where we examine society from a sarcastic point of view.
If you like insane conversations, this is definitely the show for you.
Let's get into today's topic.
So we have a new friend.
Do we?
Brand new friend.
Is it swimming in the ocean? Causing a commotion?
Well, no. That's his company.
Oh.
He is not that. He is Puff Muncher. Yes, that's the name that we gave to our robot vacuum. But I got to tell you guys something. If you're thinking Roomba, stop.
Observe Narwhal.
This thing, first of all, when we, same house, when we had first got the Roomba and it mapped the house, both times, because we had, remember, we had to replace the robot at one point because it broke. So both robots took forever and a day to map this place.
Like multiple runs of an hour.
Took forever and a day. And then just did kind of a mediocre job at it. And on top of that, just like acted all weird some of the time, most of the time.
Almost all of the time.
And this thing, well, like the other thing is it was dumb. Like it would go to the hallway and it would clean every centimeter of the hallway every single time. Doesn't always need that, man.
Right.
It just needs a light vacuuming and then sweep up the heavy spots.
Well, this one does a light vacuum and a light mop on the entire hallway. And if certain spots are dirty, it hefts up its mop.
It goes back, yeah. And it uses intelligence to figure out where the dirt is.
Right.
It's watching the floor as it goes. And it's kind of cool. And it works really, really, really well. Like the floor in here is so clean. I come out of here, I kind of get the moment multiple times a day because I come out of my office here and I go out there and I just see it, you know, multiple times a day. It's just amazing.
You know, our floors didn't look particularly dirty. Like, I wasn't embarrassed for people to come over and see our floors. Like, not bad. The son of a bitch cleaned for four and a half hours, saying that there was extreme dirt. And then we're walking around the next day, and the floors are, like, squeaky clean.
Yeah, they're so clean.
And there's no, like, weird film or residue on them. Like, sometimes when we use the steam mop, it adds, like, a film.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
So, it's very interesting how it works. And then you even showed me that, like, it had missed a spot. Like, it cut. There was a big, bad dirt spot that was in the kitchen. Something must have gotten spilled there, and then dirt and water and just kind of mixed together. And it was very close to where the dogs drink water, so someone probably just dripped water all over it. Long and short of it, it got half of it, but it left the other half. You showed me how you could just send it right back there, and boom, it just took care of it.
Right.
That's crazy to me.
Right. Today, it cleaned up a giant mess in my office, which was fun.
Yeah.
Last night, Jasper decided to knock off a 3/4 full cup of iced tea off my desk. Big cup. Panera Bread large.
Yeah.
There was an ocean.
He was causing a commotion.
Not because he's so awesome, though.
No.
Who
came and cleaned it up, though.
Narwhal.
The thing is amazing, and we saw it at CES. We talked about it once before on this show. We saw it at CES, and it got released, and we got a nice hefty discount on it, which I'm not going to say, but we got a nice discount on it. And the upgrade is well worth it. It's now I feel like we have
an actual
intelligent robot vacuum, like one that knows what the hell it's doing.
Yeah.
It even, when it was doing the mopping routine, avoided the carpet.
Right.
It's smart enough to even do that.
And now when it cleans the living room, which is the really only place we have carpet, it like cleans the non-carpet areas first and does all its mopping and stuff. And then it lifts up its little mop pads and ups the suction and goes to town on the carpet.
Really great.
It even knows to, it even has the mode where you can increase the suction on the carpet for like low pile carpets like ours.
Yeah. That's really intelligently done. And the guy, I mean, I remember the guy showing me the features at the CES show, and like its suction ring, where basically they all have those wheels, you know, all vacuums have those wheels, and then they're reliant upon the suction on the inside to pull everything through. Well, this has the suction on the inside like it's supposed to, but then it also has a tube that runs from the edge of the little spinny wheel thing that grabs dirt back into where the vacuum is. Yeah. And so it has extra suction there. So what ends up happening is nothing gets caught in the spinny wheel thing because it just gets sucked right in through the groove.
Well,
and out.
I checked on it because it cleaned an area where I had been quilting.
Uh-huh.
So it was, you know, a little piece of thread all over the place and whatever. And then also the space where I sit on the couch, my hair is all over the freaking place.
Uh-huh.
Not a single thread wrapped around that spinner.
It just works.
Yeah, it just works.
I mean, now the one thing that always makes me stay skeptical is how does this hold up over time?
Right.
That's the key. Because now we know that it's got the quality performance, but does it have the endurance as well? That's what we got to see. I think it's a cool little device. And
I think it has some maintenance things that we need to make sure we follow. And as long as we follow those, I expect it to last.
If we do what we've been doing, because we've been getting better at this, and just schedule it.
Yeah.
It'll get done.
I think we should just maintenance it on Fridays after we take the trash out.
That works. Add it as part of that morning routine.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. What's funny about it is it has a mode where it will say to you, you know, transferring water, blah, blah, blah. Well, every time the damn thing would issue a command or say something, Douglas would go off barking at it. And he would run into the kitchen where the thing lives and bark at it. Yep. Like, incredibly, like, upset barking. Not just like, woof, woof, but like, rawr.
He'd just go off. The other dogs.
Yes.
And everybody's barking at this stupid robot voice.
It was crazy.
What's interesting to me is visibly, it's a white Roomba.
Yeah.
It doesn't look any different.
Yeah.
It functions the same way. Do you remember when we first got the Roomba and Bree would run around the house like being mad at it and growling at it every time it would run?
Yeah.
Then she stopped after a couple of times.
She's doing it to this one now.
Now she's doing it to this one.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It is very weird. But that's part of what's really been funny about getting to know this device. Is this weird stuff like that. I mean, and here we go, you know, AI taking over our household. If the TV starts acting differently, we got a duck.
What's going to shoot at us?
Probably one of these cop shows we have will turn into reality.
Oh, crap.
And they'll start shooting at us.
I'll just be two idiots sitting on a couch while there's like gang banger gunfight happening.
And we're in between it. Yeah, there we go.
What are you sitting there? Hey, husband, why does this look and smell real?
Yeah. Duck! I don't know, man. It's, how do you put it? It's surreal the way this thing works. I'm just, so this is, remember, this is our initial stage introduction of this thing. We'll check back in a few months and let you know how things are going. Because that's the key now, longevity.
I'm not going to say that setting it up was all sunshine and roses. It clearly had some issues in the setup. And then, of course, just our luck, right? The day we get it set up, then the app goes down and you like can't do anything with it. So
yeah, the timing was interesting. They said it was working. People said it was working. And then the day we got ours was the day it went down.
Yeah.
The app completely went down.
So, I mean, that was a little bit of a hiccup, but you figured out how to get it to connect. I figured out how to make it map and do it, start its first cleaning cycle before the app.
We worked as a team and made the thing work. And it works great, like we keep saying. I don't think we need to say it anymore. It's just, it's been amazing. And we'll see in a couple months whether it has the longevity, because it definitely has the intelligence built into it. Like, they know what they're doing.
Yep.
And I have a feeling.
It still can't make it over the thresholds, though.
I have a feeling that it's mostly about software.
Yeah.
That's what's really going to make the difference between it. And I mean, it's already buried the Roomba, in my opinion.
It's done more cleaning in the last 3 days than the Roomba did in the 2 years we've had it.
And that's, I mean, in all fairness, the Roomba was only a vacuum, so it can't do a lot of what this thing is doing. But it does, this thing cleaned the entire house in like a tenth of the time that the Roomba did.
Yeah. It's whole house cycle. Obviously, the first one took 4.5 hours because it did like 4 full passes over every part of the floor. The second time it cleaned the whole house, 38 minutes.
When I was asleep on the couch, it did not wake me up. That's how quiet it is. The Roomba would always wake me up. It was so loud. And then if it didn't wake me up from the vacuuming, it would wake me up when it would go back to the base station and blow my eardrums out as it sucked the dirt out of the vacuum.
This one doesn't do that. It washes the mops and then it dries the mops. And because we're not in a hurry for the mops to be dried, it's not like they're going to mold. It's not like we're in Florida.
Right.
I mean, they just slow dry silently for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sound at all. No, unless it eats a wrapper or something.
Dead quiet. Yeah. It's so dead quiet that, I mean, you could incorporate it into any household. Yep. Imagine how much hope it would be for a woman who doesn't have any kids and suddenly has a baby.
Yeah.
Now they got all the extra laundry added to their life and another creature that wants its attention. You're not going to have the time to vacuum and mop the floor. It may not be perfect. It might not be human quality. Man, is it close.
Yeah.
It would be a huge help for someone like that. And you could use it for that because it's quiet.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear it when it was cleaning, bang, bang, banging into the wall constantly.
Because it doesn't. It gets like millimeters away and stops because it actually has a sensor that works.
Well, its little arms seem to be a little longer than Roomba's arms.
Yeah.
His little spinny things, they're a little longer.
And it has two, one on each side.
Which is why it can get closer to the wall, close to the wall, but not touch the wall.
Yeah.
It's just so pretty ingenious. Like I say, we saw it at CES. We were pretty sold. I watched it suck up like marbles off the floor and not even glit. Marbles. Now, that's one thing to be aware of, though. Like any of the dog toys that have parts that are like, you know, the size of a marble are going to get eaten by the robot at night.
Sounds like a dog problem to me.
The robot will be hungry and just chow.
Yeah.
And you said something about it compresses the dirt in the bag.
It has a little. I was watching its notifications in the app. And it has a compression phase.
That's really interesting. That's such a smart design feature. It's all about the engineering on this thing. It really is.
Yep.
So
we'll check back in 3 months.
Yep. I did want to say one. I did want to mention one thing. And then we'll close out. But I watched that YouTube video this morning from that crazy real estate agent.
Oh my God.
And it is so incensed to me that I made a comment about it. And she made a comment about how she had driven 200 miles to do the video. And that what she was really talking about was a specific intersection within the city.
You probably should have said that.
And I said, well, then why did you show a map of the entire city and then claim it as number 10, you know, worst area to be in? And only in passing mention that corner that you're talking about.
Right. North Las Vegas is not the hood, people.
And she kept defending herself. And a lot of people were saying, "Now, thanks for posting this video. Now I know what real estate agent not to contact." So, I mean, she really shot herself in the foot with it. And I only bring it up because, you know, one thing that I've learned in this journey in the past year is you have to interact with the comments, but you have to interact with the right comments, and you have to interact with the right comments for the right amount of time. You can't keep going back and forth with people and stuff like that. It makes you look, no matter how reasonable you say things, it makes you look deranged. So you don't do it.
But I feel like there are certain professions out there, real estate agents included, that can't go negative. You know, she should have talked about the 10 best neighborhoods to live in Las Vegas. Hype up the places where she thinks people should live rather than shitting all over people and trying to make them feel bad about the neighborhood they live in.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, somebody said that it's a law in this state that they're not allowed to badmouth neighborhoods.
Well, then she should be.
The reason they did that, I love the logic to some of this stuff. It's just kind of like, well, we couldn't figure out a way to make it more specific. So we just did this because that way, you know, if they try to badmouth the neighborhood because they don't like the certain race that's dominant there, oh, well, it's taken care of. Not supposed to badmouth any neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they don't have to deal with all the minutia. It's just, oh, you badmouth neighborhood? You're fine. Sorry.
I'm going to leave this to everybody's imagination, but we all know why that realtor didn't like North Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. And you know what, though? I'm proud of the residents here. They didn't go there with that.
My brain went there.
They did not go there with that. And it crossed my mind right away.
It would just cause a ruckus.
Well, yeah. And you know what? I kind of feel like when you have to start hurling insults at people is when you've lost the battle. And that would kind of be doing that if you started calling her a racist. You know, you're losing the battle.
Well, now you've given people's imagination something to chew on. Good night, everyone.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Nightly Rant.
If you enjoyed the show, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Google Play.
If you didn't enjoy the show, please just ignore that previous request for a rating.
This has been a Yogi's Podcast Network production.